Kim Stordahl grew up all over the United States following her father's management career. She went into management as well and moved with her husband to Jacksonville. That's when she decided she wanted to do something different.
I was in restaurant management for 12 years or so. It was fast-paced, it was fun, it's perfect for a younger person. And I just got to a point where it was time to do something else.
Kim and her husband didn't have children, so she was able to take a breather to decide what to do next.
I wanted to help. I didn't know who or what I wanted to help, but I knew that I wanted to make a difference besides just serving a good meal. I ended up volunteering with the Humane Society and ended up taking a job there. After getting my bearings in animal rescue and animal welfare, I was like, this is it. This is what I was meant to do in the next part of my life.
But as a trained manager, Kim Stordahl soon recognized a problem area in her new field.
I got to see a lot of success stories, and I got to see a lot of sad stories. And a lot of those stories were with the older animals.
We routinely trade in our phones and computers for newer models. But that happens more than anyone will admit with pets.
Puppies and kittens are king. Everybody wants bright, shiny, and new, I think. That trend is changing a little bit. I think a lot of the hesitancy in adopting an older animal or keeping your older animal is dealing with death. I think we have a hard time dealing with death, not just with our animals, but with our family.
Kim Stordahl founded her own organization, the Old Dog House, to focus on older dogs. To compete with the puppies and kittens mentality, Kim has become somewhat of a psychologist and a marketer, since the nexus of the problem isn't the dogs themselves, it's their owners.
They were having a difficult time watching their pet age, dealing with the consequences that come with an aging pet, the financial issues.
The Old Dog House features photos and videos of the dogs that can be adopted.
Getting really good photographs and videos showing that they're still active. They might have some medical issues, but that doesn't hold them back from just enjoying life. As much as I can, I try to help people understand that you have to focus on the everyday. That's how dogs live. They live in the here and now.
Which is why the secret to old dog rescue means supporting the owners.
My hope is that I no longer have any old dogs to save. Because I do think that people really do want to keep their animals, and I would like to help. One of our big dreams is to have a rehabilitation area for the dogs, and that includes having a warm water therapy pool.
And if working with old dogs sounds altruistic, Kim Stordahl says that she gets as much as she gives from spending her days around experienced dogs.
I'm a chronic worrier. That's just my nature. I think that comes with having so many animals to consider. But I try to always step back and just live in the moment, celebrate the here and now, not just with the dogs, but with my personal life.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.